You're listening to SBS News.
Hong Kong resident Claudia, who's now in Australia on a working holiday visa, says she has watched in horror at the unfolding crisis in her homeland. She has advocated for the protest movement from afar and is sure she would be targeted under a new national security law if she returns home.
The law is really broad and it's just trying to silence all the opposition side of the CCP government. And I feel like even though my parents are still in Hong Kong and they are not active in the political activities, but I feel like they are also in danger as well.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison signalled Australia could follow in Britain's footsteps and offer a safe haven to those wanting to leave the city.
We are considering very actively in their proposals that I asked to be brought forward several weeks ago. And the final touches are being put on those and they'll soon be considered by Cabinet to provide similar opportunities.
Dick, which isn't his real name and we're not using his voice, fled to Australia late last year because he feared he would be arrested for his involvement in the protests. He's told SBS the news has given him hope.
The life of Hong Kong people is under threat now. A free society and a liberated country like Australia providing a safety haven will definitely give us hope and courage.
If Australia does provide permanent resettlement for Hong Kong residents, it would not be without precedent. In 2015, Australia accepted a special intake of 12,000 Syrian refugees fleeing civil war. Anthony Dapperin is a Hong Kong-based author and lawyer.
Look, certainly for people who feel that they're at immediate risk of arrest under the law, I'm sure would be very keen to take up those kind of opportunities. For ordinary people, I think many are sort of taking a wait-and-see approach.
Any resettlement offer is likely to further test Australia's already strained relationship with China, which has repeatedly urged foreign countries, including Australia, to stop interfering in its domestic affairs. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.